deal with homelessness.
If our listeners are interested in learning more, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way to get Street Roots is to buy a copy from a vendor. They accept cash and Venmo and tips, and you can also find us at streetroots.org.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I guess the only thing is that this is really important in the context of the state. It's, you know, I know there's like Portland Station, Street Roots is a Portland newspaper. Why am I going to Grants Pass? And of course, it's the Supreme Court's decision. But cities, you know, liberal, democratic, you know, democratic elected officials are calling for that law to be repealed, which is the only thing even remotely standing in the way of people doing this everywhere.
Well, Jeremiah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk through this with us.
I'll tell you, thanks for having me.
That was Jeremiah Hayden, reporter at Street Roots, speaking with me about his latest article. It's called Unconscionably Bad Circumstances at Grants Pass Homeless Sites. Cities blame state law for hindering efforts on homelessness, but as conditions deteriorate, Governor Kotek stays quiet about homeless Oregonians' rights. More information is online at streetroots.org. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
Jill Fritz with the Humane Society of the United States, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
Election season is here, and at KBOO, we want Portlanders to be prepared to face their ballots with confidence. We've got a brand new limited series coming to our airwaves and your favorite podcast platform. It's called Running on Air, a daily radio roundtable conversation with the people running to represent Portland. Every weekday, your favorite KBOO host will be facilitating a deeper conversation with these candidates, so tune in. Find the full schedule on our website, kboo.fm/runningonair. Listen to any episodes of Running on Air that you miss on the KBOO website or wherever you get your podcasts. That's kboo.fm/runningonair.
This is Cesar Chavez. You're listening to KBOO, listener-sponsored radio.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Labor Radio of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm your host this evening, Jamie Partridge, and we're interviewing folks on the picket line, workers at the Boeing manufacturing plant here in Portland, Oregon, on strike with the International Association of Machinists, Local 63.
There we go. All right. We're out on the Boeing picket line here at on Cornfoot Road. What's the name of this facility here?
This is the Boeing Portland paint hangar.
The paint hangar, and I'm talking to?
Blaine Massey.
Blaine Massey, who's the picket captain. I can see from your outfit, your glowy vest here. Said, Blaine, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, said that he's been out here for?
The last 8 hours.
Last 8 hours, plus he was dealing with the strike off, the strike vote. Which included two votes, right? Am I right?
Yes.
First to turn down the contract and then to vote to strike.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me why you're on strike.
A lot of our members, including myself, are not happy with the contract that was given to us. There's a lot of things that a lot of people want to see revised and looked over, and it just has a lot of room improvement for us.
What are the main issues that people are upset about?
The higher end pays for retention of long-term employees. We have the health benefits that we feel need to be looked over. The new alternative to the savings plan doesn't really leave a good taste in our mouth for that. Vacation accrual rate is something that we definitely want revisited. Little items like that. or well, big items.
Well, I understand in the last go-around, they took away your pension.
Unfortunately, I was not part of that contract, but that was one thing I looked forward to coming to work at Boeing back then. It was very upsetting to hear that that was something that was taken away from us. We really had high hopes that it would become a new part of our contracts moving forward again, that we get a little restitution for it, but it doesn't seem that it's going in our favor for the pension.
Nothing. Well, so Boeing's been in the news quite a bit about safety, about problems with planes and doors flying off planes and that sort of thing. Why, what do you think? How is that connected to working conditions?
After some of the reports that I've read over what happened, especially plug doors, the recent issues with the 777, 787 seats, engine mount components, it seems like a rushed process of something that came directed and rooted from management pushing things through faster than they should have.
So what type of work do you do, Blaine?
I work over at Boeing Portland Commercial Airlines Division. I am a mechanic for all of the CNC machines, heat treat, sandblast, shot beam. Fix all the machines that make the parts. Just help get things more accurate for the machinists to do a better quality job of their own.
And what kind of manufacturing is going on here? Is this parts for the commercial planes?
Yeah, it's all the commercials for the 767, 777, various bits of work, all the way from housings to mounts for engines, torque tubes, a lot of components that we even make assemblies of ourselves on site and ship up north for final assemblies.
So it looks like from the turnout for the vote and the vote to strike, there was like overwhelming, like over 90%. Am I right?
Yeah, for the Portland location, I could say as a teller myself, as a signed designee of everything when we found it up to count, we definitely had a little over 1,100 members on our roster that ended up coming out to vote. That overall, we had a strike request, authorized to strike at a 90.4% authorization for it. So it was really a phenomenal number for us to see after everybody had wanted to reject the contract at an astounding number itself. We were just really proud to make sure to see everybody on the same page, especially after the high number of the strike authorization number that we pulled months ago.
It looks like a good crew out here on the line. How are people? What's the mood?
Everybody is showing that solidarity, that unity. We're all on the same page as far as making sure that wrongs are righted moving forward in future contract offers.
Has anybody crossed the line as far as you know?
As far as I'm aware of, that I can speak here at the Boeing paint hangar, I can say for sure that nobody has crossed so far.
Are they moving anything in here?
Not that I have seen of.
So you got her shut down.
And yes, we can.
How long do you expect to be out? Do you have any sense?
Honestly, I don't know. We had rumors that they were already going back to the table last night at 10 o'clock. But again, it's a rumor mill. I expect either somewhere a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months. Whatever deal comes to us is whatever shows.
The last strike was 58 days back in whenever, 2008, right?
Correct.
That was, yeah, a long one. So you think y'all will be able to hold out?
I think we've, as a steward and a member of our local e-board, I think we've definitely put the word out enough, far back enough, that we've helped members anticipate this and get ready and be ready for the long haul to do what's best for ourselves and our families.
And what would you like to tell the public, or what kind of support would you like to see from other unions, from other workers, from the public at large?
Just the show of solidarity. If there's other union members and branches that are trying to work on Boeing properties, we would love to see your support and not cross the picket line. Communities come together, see Boeing employees out there on the strike lines, be positive, be enforcement, help us out. I mean, we'll never turn down some water bottles, people coming out or walking the line and showing that solidarity as a community. Anything that people are willing to put out there. And
great. Thanks for your time. Tell me your name again.
Blaine Massey.
Blaine. Cool. But yeah, I'm here on the picket line in front of the Boeing paint hangar Bowling workers on strike, talking to Jeff Smith, who's a picket captain for Local 63. So, Jeff, tell me about what there's two different plants here, Boeing plants on right over this area out by the Columbia River, and this the little one is this paint hanger. What do they do here?
Pretty much, well, some contractors will paint the planes, and then our guys will go through, do some testing of the flaps, from what I understand, make sure there's no FOD, tape left over here and there after they're done painting, and basically they're mechanics, and that's all I pretty much know.
So all the people working here are members of the local?
Yes, all of them are, yep. A lot of them have A&P licenses. They're grade 9s.
What's that mean?
They are higher, you know, regular assemblers are 19205s. These guys are grade 9, so they're higher up in mechanic world.
Oh, experts.
Yep.
Got it. Yep. So are they all out today? Are they out on strike?
Yep, they're with us.
Anybody cross the line? Is anything happening inside?
I sure as hell hope not. to right now, 8 hours into it, I have heard of none.
Yeah, so you've been seeing pretty good support from the public?
Today? So far. Last night especially, yep. Believe it or not, at midnight, it was pretty cool.
What was happening at midnight?
Sandy Boulevard, all the people leaving work, of course, you know, showing their support. People driving down, truckers driving down. It was pretty awesome.
So tell me about what are the main issues that drove you all to go out on strike?
My guess is just from the feel I get on the floor is the pay increase really didn't match what 16 years without bargaining gave or should have been. And there was increases, but not near enough. You know, we had a very strong rejection vote. Very strong.
Mm-hmm. Even though the negotiators came to a tentative agreement with the company.
That's correct.
I was at one meeting where a machinist representative said it was the best agreement they possibly could have had.
Yeah.
Apparently the members didn't think so.
Yeah, they definitely showed that with their vote, which time to do it.
So the issues are what, wages, pensions?
Yeah, retirement stuff, you know, the AMP bonus we had kind of got changed to a machinist savings plan they weren't real happy with, you know, but yeah, it's more to learn on the whole ball of wax.
Is mandatory overtime an issue? Is overtime an issue?
Overtime is an issue, yes. And I know there was some contract language changes. I'm not real versed on the changes, but there was some changes to mandatory.
And safety, the big focus on problems with the airplanes in the news, and From what I've seen from interviews with workers, people are being sped up, and they're not, and the quality control isn't happening.
Yep.
Because of that.
Yep. No, you're 100% right. A lot of pressure gets put on the mechanics, and you know, stuff happens when you're under the pressure.
And what kind of work do you do?
I am by trade straightener. I straighten parts like 777 flap supports, but I'm in a temporary work offload position. I keep an eye on the company, so keeping all the jobs we can keep in Portland and here.
All right. Well, Jeff Smith, thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
And stay strong.
Yes. All right, brother. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, we want to get the word out. So we're out here on the picket line with the machinists at Boeing, and this is the main plant out here on Sandy Boulevard, and I'm talking with
Katie
Halliday. Why are you on strike today, Katie?
We don't agree with the terms of the contract that was presented to us. We feel that we deserve a lot more, not just wage wise there's a lot of principles in there that need to be addressed.
Like what?
Like underlying principles of new hires coming in and what they do deserve to get the qualified personnel that we need to build the quality product that we're expected to build.
So people coming in that are untrained, is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily untrained, but there are a lot of people that are very qualified that could come in with higher skill sets But they can't because they're starting at a very low wage.
Oh, I get it.
And the turnaround point to get some people that are coming in that have skill set, but we are helping them better their skill set, it's taking a lot of time. They're not allowing us that time to get those people that proper training.
And so do you have a high turnover of new people that come in and then leave?
We can, yeah, especially in the last few years. People don't have the desire to stay like they used to. There's nothing long term to offer them anything.
Well, there've been a lot of in the news about safety and quality work at Boeing, and with like doors falling off of planes and things like that. Well, why do you think that's happening? Sounds like it's the same thing that you're talking about.
Well, I think that also ramping up right now in the times that we are is very difficult, and there is a lot of elements that come into play with that, and that is an unfortunate accident. But there's also
when you say ramping up, you mean like speed up and not having time for quality control?
No, not necessarily, because I think that time is there. I think that we do have that, and we do have quality parts. But I do also feel that there has been processes that we do need to better on, and we are making strides to do so. Because us on the front lines are stopping and saying, stop, slow down.
Looks like you had to go on strike to get the message across to
yes.
the company. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the mood out here? How are people feeling?
Strong.
Yeah.
We're strong.
The strike vote was amazing, like up in the 90s.
That should tell you something right there.
Yeah.
That right there should speak for you.
How do you think, how long do you think people can hold out?
As long as they need to.
Do you have anything that you would want to say to the public, the Portland people, Portland community, about how they can support you?
I think that they can not just go off what the media is saying. I think they need to actually do some research, read the fine print, and know what we're really fighting for, mm-hmm. instead of what everybody's trying to tell them we're fighting for.
Like maybe come out here to the line and talk to y'all?
Talk to us.
You'd like to see some folks out here on the line?
Folks that are here to actually respect and find the facts and not play games with us. People that are here to actually care and want to know what we're really fighting for.
Great. Thanks for your time, Katie. Katie, what's your last name again?
Holiday.
Katie Holiday, out here on the picket line in front of the Boeing plant on Sandy Boulevard. Well, I'm talking with Travis. What's your last name?
McKinney.
Travis McKinney, who's a supporter on the line here from the Inland Boatman's Union. Why are you out here?
I'm out here because I support my fellow union brothers and sisters. For years, we've been falling backwards while the governors are moving forward, and it's about time that they start sharing their profits with the people that are making them the money. It's funny how they are refusing to share, even though they've been profiting more and more. We've seen it year after year after year. While their profits have skyrocketed, our wages are falling backwards. People cannot even buy houses here in Portland now because of us moving backwards. Groceries are becoming harder to buy. These should be livable wage jobs. And that's why I'm out here, to make sure that we all can make a living and share equally in the profits that are being made by the company.
Great. Thank you, Travis. We want to see more folks, more community people out here on the picket line.
If you've just tuned in, this is Labor Radio, KBOO, 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. We've been talking with workers on the picket line at the Boeing manufacturing plant in Portland, Oregon, was represented by the International Association of Machinists, Local 63.
So I'm out here talking with the president of Local 63, am I right?
That's me.
Yeah, that's you, which is the machinists on strike here at the Boeing plant out on Northeast Sandy Boulevard. What's your name, brother?
Eric Bitney.
Eric?
Eric Bitney.
Bitney. Oh, I've seen your name in print. So, Eric, why are you out here?
We're out here because we're picketing and we're striking for better wages, better health care, better retirement, trying to get what we deserve. been 2008 since we had a contract negotiations. That's too long.
It seemed like folks were ready to strike with the vote and they turned down the tentative agreement. I was surprised. Maybe I shouldn't have been.
Yeah, it's a little bit different when you're living under the agreement and you're working every day, and sometimes it starts to wear on you how long it's been since you got a fair, equitable wage and contract. So we're out here to get what we deserve.
Are you do you work here at the plant?
I do.
What's your job?
I'm a general machinist.
How long you been here?
Oh, since 2011.
So you weren't here but for the last strike, which was like 58 days.
Yeah, that was in 2008.
2008. How long do you think this one might last?
It depends on how eager the company is willing to bargain.
You think this is going to hurt them?
Well, I can't imagine it's going to be great for them.
So is safety a big issue? I know that that Boeing's been in the news with doors falling off planes and other things. Is that part of what you all are out here for? It's better safety?
We definitely have things in our contract where we're trying to improve safety for the Boeing company.
Have they been speeding up the work and not doing the kind of quality control needed?
In some of our members' opinion, including myself, yes.
So is mandatory overtime a big issue, or?
Absolutely.
It is? Yeah. So it sounds like you all have been worked hard and not paid enough.
That's how it goes.
Well, the line looks pretty strong. Is anybody crossing?
Not that I've seen. The machinists always like to stand strong with each other, so lots of solidarity going on out here.
So the nothing's happening on the inside?
Not if we're all standing out here, man. We're the ones that make the parts, so it'd be hard to make parts if nobody's in there.
Right. Well, what would you like in terms of community support? What would you like the community to do or to know about the strike?
Just come on, drive by and wave, honk. Some people have been bringing food and stuff. That's always popular. So just letting everybody know that we're out here for better contract.
All right. Talking to Eric Pitney.
Pitney,
thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So I'm out here on the line with Gabriel Herbs and Asher Herbs. With Asher's holding a sign that says solidarity with machinists. You want to talk to me? No, apparently not. So, Gabe, why are you out here? Who are you and why are you out here?
Yeah, hey, Jamie. Well, I'm a Teamster, member of the Democratic Socialists of America, and I'm out here for two reasons. The first is I'm here with my son. Want to, teach the values of solidarity. He loves being on the picket line. And secondly, because these are fellow workers in our community standing up to a big evil corporation, Boeing, which has no regard for the public or its employees. So we're here to support them.
And what do you think people in the community can do to support this strike?
Definitely got to come out to the picket line as the best way to show support and let people know that we got their back. Definitely bring food, if you can, some water, and family. It's a family affair.
And bring signs and bring friends, coworkers, neighbors, and children.
That's right.
Thank you, Gabe. So we're out on the picket line in front of the Boeing plant here on Northeast Sandy and talking with one of the striking workers. So what kind of work do you do inside the plant?
I work in supply chain. So I am a MPRF.
What does MPRF stand for?
We are material specialists. We control the inventory in the building.
All right. So how long you've worked here?
I have been with Boeing for 18 months.
And you voted to strike?
I did.
And so why did you vote to strike?
I voted to strike because of our labor wages are very low. Our medical insurance isn't very great. There's a lot of other things that we took in consideration with, like, our cap out is 6 years. We want it to be 4 years. We also are looking for, like, just better job environment quality as well, so safety measures.
So tell me about some of the safety measures that you're looking for.
I'm looking for more involvement with our manager system, like actually understanding the processes and actually going by doing our quality checks in controlled environments.
So like having the workers have more say-so about the safety, or is that what you're saying?
Yes. The workers should be more involved because we're the ones that handle the parts.
And you have you any sense about what the mood is out here? Are people pretty hopeful? What do you think?
People are very hopeful, and we're standing our ground. So we're like all together in this, and we're not going to back down until we get what we want.
So this union was on strike in 2008, quite a while ago, and the strike lasted 58 days. How long do y'all think you can hold out?
We're going to hold out as long as we can, and I think the company is going to eventually have to give in because it's either they need us just like we need them.
All right. Well, we appreciate your courage and boldness. My union hasn't been on strike since 1970, and I want to encourage them to think about this powerful weapon, which is called a strike. Mm-hmm. And appreciate you showing us how to fight.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
So I'm out here talking to Terry. You want to give us your last name?
Emfeld, I-M-F-E-L-D.
Yeah, so why are you out here on strike, Terry?
Fighting for our pension.
Yeah, I heard about that. They took it away.
Yep.
I got a pension, man. It's definitely worth fighting for.
Yep. So were you
around when they took it away?
Yes. And I only have 5 years vested with the old pension.
Yeah.
And we're just out here hoping to help the next generation get better.
And how long have you been with the company?
13 years.
That's long enough.
Yeah.
To know better.
Yeah. I hope so.
So you folks voted like over 90%.
96.
To not only reject the tentative agreement, but to go out.
Yes.
That's pretty serious unity there.
Yeah, we're trying to make a statement.
Yeah. You think the company's going to come around?
Well, I'm hoping that they get back to the table soon.
What do you think? How long do you think it's going to take?
I'm hoping next week, but we'll see. We'll be out here till the end.
Last time you all went on strike in 2008, it was like 58 days.
Yep. I can go longer.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I saved for it.
Good. Well, I was talking to other people on the line, and they said the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
We'll hold out as long as it takes.
We're not gonna move.
So there's been a lot of unions going on strike recently.
Yeah.
A lot more than when, in the 80s and the 90s, that's for sure. And I'm just wondering what you would say to people who are thinking about going on strike or afraid to strike or worried about, you know, what they're going to have to sacrifice. And
just dig your feet in and fight for what you feel. You got every right to fight for you. You have to make a living too. So,
well, we really appreciate you being out here and showing us how to fight.
Well, I appreciate you coming out.
You bet.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Yeah. So I'm here talking to
Aaron Moran,
who's got on a Dayglow Local 63 vest and a union shop steward button. And you were giving a message to the crowd as the shift change out here on the picket line in front of Boeing. What was the message?
We're out here just fight for better wages, fight for better health care benefits. Everything. We want to have happy lives and balance the work life, home life balance there. So that's what we're out here fighting for.
So folks been voted pretty overwhelmingly to say no to the tentative agreement and to say yes to going on strike.
Yeah, we're excited with how strong we were in that vote. It came to a surprise with a lot of us, but we're happy it happened, and we are ready to do what we need.
What do you think are the main sticking points that people are really concerned and upset about.
I think we need some more time off, better benefits. I mean, healthcare is always a big one. We don't want our healthcare going up. And if we can get some time off in the meantime, a little more money, that's all we need.
What kind of work do you do in the plant?
I'm a machinist.
All right. How long have you been here?
Been 8 years.
Well, the last time you all went on strike was
2008.
2008, and you were out for 58 days.
Yeah. I wasn't here for it, but I've heard all the stories, and that's who all the old-timers that were there, they got me riled up for it. They've been talking about this since the day one that, hey, we're going out on strike in 2024. Get ready. And we did.
You all been getting ready.
Oh, yeah.
Saving up some money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there a strike fund that people in the community can contribute to, or do you know?
I am not sure on that, but okay. I can get you an answer.
Great. Yeah. I mean, I know y'all have something, what, $300 a week strike benefit?
Starts out at $200 after the first week, and then goes to $400 after the fourth week or third week.
Uh-huh.
So.
But that's still...
Doesn't compare.
Not enough to pay the rent.
No. Most people are getting jobs, working part-time, working for their families, helping around their families, farms, whatnot.
Yeah.
We're going to just make it work. We're going to stay out as long as we need to.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing. It's showing us how to fight. You know, the my union hasn't been on strike since 1970, and we need to get out there.
Yeah.
Fight. Because our conditions are getting worse, and the cost of living is getting, you know, higher and higher.
Yeah.
So, you know, your courage and your boldness is really giving inspiration to the rest of us.
Yeah. No, we're the fighting machinists for a reason.
Thank you,
Aaron Moran.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yep.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That wraps it up for this session of Labor Radio this Monday and every Monday at 6 p.m. on KVU. You've been listening to interviews with workers on the picket line at the Boeing manufacturing plant in Portland, Oregon, with the